News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, today, of course, is Ash Wednesday. So are you giving up something for Lent? Maybe you're taking on a new challenge, or maybe you are going off the chocolate. How to stick to it, though, for 40 days? Brendan Kelly is professor at psychiatry at Trinity College in Dublin. He joins us this morning. Brendan, two questions for you to start off with. How hard is it to stick to something for 40 days? But also, like, should people be doing this? Is this a good idea?
It's very hard to stick to anything for 40 days. It's hard to stick to something for even one day sometimes. Mm. And yet we do have these fantasies that we are capable of enormous renunciation and spiritual purification and self-discipline. So I guess it's useful enough to try and tap into that fantasy to an extent. But look, sticking at anything for 40 days would test us. That being said, Ciara, it is useful to try. It is good to set, press the reset button a little bit at this kind of moment, be it January 1st or be it today or whatever, your religion or your spiritual tradition might suggest to you. Because what's interesting is nearly all spiritual traditions have some form of period of renunciation, giving something up.
And they kind of coincide because aren't we, I think we're in Ramadan, which is obviously Islam's kind of period of they fast from in daylight hours, and obviously we're in Lent now, so there is a kind of a cohesiveness to what the kind of world religions do at this time of year.
Yes, it's quite remarkable because at the moment we're also in the Baha'i fast, where the Baha'i community observes a 19-day fast from March 2nd to the 20th with no eating from sunrise to sunset. So there is a, if you like, a coalescence on doing something like this, and maybe doing it around now as the new year starts or the spring comes and there's a sort of a replenishment and a desire to renew something or other. And the religions tend to do this around this time.
So how to become more successful at managing, not breaking Lent? People used to talk about, I broke Lent. Now, there was always a bit of a grey area on Paddy's Day. We kind of gave ourselves a bit of a pass on Paddy's Day. I'm not sure how you feel about that. But are there ways of maybe making it more likely you would succeed at these types of things?
Yes. And the idea of breaking Lent is really interesting because we should accept that we will bend Lent. In other words, St. Patrick's Day is a perfect example.
I do like how you approach life. Can I just say that, Brendan? I'm always reminded of that when I talk to you.
Listen, like, we're not perfect beings. And the first thing to know is that you're not going to succeed in this for 40 days. You will rationalize exceptions or make exceptions and you will forget. So look, let's go that little bit easy on ourselves. We try our best to do what we set out to do. But it's not like snakes and ladders. When you get to 99 and then you go down the snake to zero. Look, you do your best, you have some setbacks and then you carry on. So that's the first thing, to build in a little expectation that this ain't going to be perfect, like pretty much everything.
Yeah.
It tends to be good to try and do something positive, especially if you're also doing something, sort of renouncing something. Staying away from the chocolate is a very common one, but also maybe doing some exercise or getting outside a little bit more, and to be reasonable in that goal. You're not going to suddenly spend 3 hours in a gym every week if you've never been in one before, but you might walk around the block twice.
Look, I like the low bar. I like how you're setting it. A few sneaky whispers on St. Patrick's Day, I'm hearing, is okay by me. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Brendan Kelly, the Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College in Dublin.
Now, the time is 8:44 on News Talk Breakfast. Let's take a quick look at some of the stories hitting the headlines online and in print this morning. The Irish Examiner is reporting a rare tropical cyclone is heading towards Brisbane in Australia. Authorities are urging residents in flood-prone suburbs to evacuate. Forecasters predict tropical cyclone Alfred will make landfall as a Category 2 late on Thursday and into early Friday morning. As well as winds and storm surges, affected areas are preparing for intense rainfall that the forecasters are warning could lead to life-threatening flash floods.
And The Guardian is telling us that rapper Jay-Z is suing a woman over allegedly falsifying rape allegations against him. Entertainment journalist Serena Bellissimo gave us the latest on this story.
So late last year, an anonymous woman who we now know just as Jane Doe came out and said that Jay-Z, whose real name is Sean Carter, and P. Diddy, whose real name is Sean Combs, raped her when she was 13 at an after party of the MTV Music Awards, Video Music Awards in 2000. Now, it has to be said, Jay-Z has vehemently denied these claims. But in December last year, she did an interview with NBC Nightly News. There were inconsistencies in her story, and herself and her lawyers did say, look, there are some inconsistencies, but we stand strong. This actually did happen. They defended that for 2 months, and then in February, all of a sudden, they dropped the case, saying that they still support these claims, but they were dropping the case. He filed a lawsuit on Monday. It's against the woman and her two lawyers. And she said he said that she and her lawyers knew that the allegations were false, but proceeded with the claim anyway. He said that this was all done to ruin his reputation and merely all done for financial gain. He said that the lawyers, especially Mr. Busby, pushed the defendant into making this accusation just so they could get some financial reward and extort. He's claiming extortion as well.
And that was Serena Bellissimo, their entertainment journalist, on that latest on the Jay-Z rape allegations.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.